Nicki Minaj had just become famous around that time.
Okay.
And so, like, for my generation, that was our example of a female rapper. And so I was like, oh, okay, girls can rap, you know, because I see her doing her thing. So I was like, let me choose the rapping option. It doesn't seem, like, out of character. And then so I did that, and I got my textbook, and I, like, channeled my inner Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
To, like, be a rapper. And I just wrote it. And then so I showed my friends before I turned it in. I was like, yeah, this is what I wrote. And then they looked at me, and they were like, yo, that was actually really good. And I was like, really? And they were like, no, like, you could be, like, a rapper for, like, education or something. Like.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. We have very special guests in the studio today. Well, I guess the very special guest has me in the studio today. I guess we can say that, yeah. So, without further ado, I'm really excited for this interview. And now I want to introduce Miss Wande.
Yo, what's up?
She is the latest and the newest artist signed to Reach Records.
Correct.
And she is the first female artist signed to Reach Records.
Indeed, I am.
Oh, wow. How does it feel?
I think it feels great to see, like, how all my work from the past and all of God's instructions, everything he's told me to do, like, it wasn't in vain, like, and everything has fully come full circle. So it feels really great.
Man, yeah. I mean, that's one thing I really just enjoy seeing is people operating, one, within their purpose. But you've been, like, rapping isn't something new to you, right? I mean, you've been rapping since, what, 13, 14?
Yeah, so, like, basically since I was, like, 14-ish, yeah, that's, like, when I discovered I could randomly rap.
Okay, how'd that come about, though? Like, were you just, I mean, I was about to say you were playing with blocks, but no, at 14, you were not playing with blocks. So what, like, how'd that come, like, just take us back in your story.
Yeah, so it was crazy. So I ended up staying in a science class because, like, some people got their schedule changed because of, like, dance, and then so I ended up having to stay. And so because of that, my science teacher was like, oh, I'm going to mix things up, you know, for our last assignment. It's about to be Christmas time. And we're about to leave. And so she's like, we have this huge project on cellular transport. And so I'm going to give y'all the option. You can either do an essay, a PowerPoint, or you can do a rap. And it was really different. But Nicki Minaj had just become famous around that time.
Okay.
And so, like, for my generation, that was our example of a female rapper. And so I was like, oh, okay, girls can rap, you know, because I see her doing her thing. So I was like, let me choose the rapping option. It doesn't seem, like, out of character. And then so I did that, and I got my textbook, and I, like, channeled my inner Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
To, like, be a rapper. And I just wrote it. And then so I showed my friends before I turned it in. I was like, yeah, this is what I wrote. And then they looked at me, and they were like, yo, that was actually really good. And I was like, really? And they were like, no, like, you could be, like, a rapper for, like, education or something. Like, and I was like, eh. And it was something, like, completely out of my comfort zone and something that, like, if you knew me, was something I wouldn't do because, like, my whole life was, like, built around becoming a doctor. And so it was crazy because, like, basically after that, I just kind of fell in love with it. It was something that, like, really was out of my comfort zone, but I loved. And I just kind of looked into how to do it better on YouTube and stuff. And, like, I had been passionate about my faith. And so since I noticed how powerful it was and how people were really, like, impressed and, like, they would just, like, stop and listen to what I had to say, I was like, well, since I have your attention, let me give you something positive. So with that attention, I just basically used it as a way to talk about my faith and stuff.
Wow, that's really amazing. And then we were talking earlier, your life being built geared toward you being a doctor. And then I've realized just with the friends that I know, and this isn't, of course, you know, saying that this is the rule, but typically in the Nigerian culture, you're either a doctor, like a lawyer, an educator, somewhere in that realm, right?
Yeah, that's basically, like, those are the options they give you, like, doctor, lawyer, engineer, like, that's it. And so you're like, well, okay, I guess let me pick one. And so for me, luckily, I enjoyed the whole doctor thing. So, like, me and my siblings and, like, cousins, like, since we were little, we're like, oh, we're just going to be, like, doctors and, like, you know, make $200,000 a year, especially because, like, we started from the bottom. We were, like, immigrants. And so, like, you know, like, as a kid, getting told no sometimes because, like, oh, we can't afford it. We're just like, okay, well, whenever I grow up, I want to be able to afford it. So I'm going to be a doctor. And that's the easiest way to be like, if I want something, I'm going to buy it. So I think that was, like, the main ambition behind wanting to do it as a child.
Okay, okay. So what are your, does your do your parents have thoughts about you being a rapper now since you didn't become a doctor? Or?
Yeah, I mean, at first, I know, like, my dad, like, tried to convince me, like, especially when I went to college and I said, like, hey, I'm not majoring in biology anymore. He tried to convince me for the longest time, like, hey, are you sure you don't want to, like, change your major back to biology? It's not too late, you know, sophomore, you know, one more year, it's okay. And I was like, no, this is what I want to do for real. And I think now that they see, like, the success behind it, like, mm-hmm. even my dad, he's like, oh, yeah, how's the music going? So it's so funny. Like, even though, like, they didn't see that first and they thought, oh, you know, she's going to outgrow this. Like, now they respect it and, like, they take it seriously.
Okay. And then what did you end up getting your degree in?
So I ended up studying journalism and public relations. So
okay.
I studied the arts of communication.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Very nice. And what university did you go to again?
I went to the University of Texas, Hookham.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, when I saw them shout you out the other day, I was like, UT, first of all, is massive. And the alumni pool that they have is beyond massive. When I saw them shout you, I was like, That's super dope.
Yeah, that's insane. I think it's super cool that they, like, just respect the hustle and, like, show love. Yeah, it is crazy when you think about it. Like, there's thousands of people who they could be talking about. Like, even the admissions page retweeted it, too, and they were like, yeah. And I'm like, that's crazy that they, like, think that this is worth sharing to other people. So it's super dope.
Definitely. So what would you say thus far has been your, like, your biggest challenge, like, going through this process? Because... like, I mean, you, of course, the dream was for you to get to where you are now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know there's layers to the dream. Mm-hmm. But talk about the challenge.
I think the biggest challenge was basically the couple of months I had before this point. Mm. So, like, literally, it's like I've been doing this for years. But the hardest part was, like, right before the victory. And I think that's, like, what happens a lot of times in life. Like, the hardest challenge is right before you're about to overcome. Ooh. And, you know, be victorious. And so basically in these last coming months before I got offered the deal, like, that was the most trying point of my life mentally, like, because I had gotten this job as A&R admin, and it's super dope. I love my job. It's, like, with the company that I love, obviously. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it was like, my job is, like, you're working for artists. Like, my job is to serve artists. My job is to make sure artist contracts are popping. My job is to make sure artist songs are cool. My job is to make sure artists got the best beats possible and the best songs and, like, so stuff like that. And it's kind of like, oh, it's a lit job, you know. It's better than sitting at a desk and, like, I don't know, calling people like, hey, how's your cell phone doing? But but, like, when looking at that as me wanting to be the artist, it was, like, very trying mentally, because I think for a lot of people too, even looking at me, like, other labels, they could be like, oh, didn't Wanda say she wanted to be a rapper and she's working at a label and they're, ooh, not looking at her? So obviously there must be something wrong with her if she's at a whole label and they're not looking at her. And so I think it was just, like, a really trying time where I had to evaluate, like, dang, do I suck at rapping? Like, am I not supposed to be an artist? And, like, so I think it was a lot where I just kind of had to discover in myself, like, how much do I truly want it to not give up on my dream? And I had to just really believe that this is what God wants me to do and, like, have the confidence to where even people are going to be looking at me at work and being like, oh, you just dropped a song, I see, on, you know, I saw you on Instagram posting about your song, or I saw you on Instagram rapping the other day. I had to be like, yeah, I was. And like, stay dedicated to my dream and my ambition.
Yeah, I mean, I think that says a lot about your faith and just with faith in general. Because just like Jesus, when, you know, before he was about to give himself up so that, you know, we could ultimately have faith and ultimately to where we can go to heaven when our lives are over. Mm-hmm. And right when he was at that time, it's almost like the end of his fast. And Satan's like, what's up? I mean, what's up, Jesus? You know, go ahead, take this rock, make it bread, eat something. You're hungry. I know it. But just understanding that, I think a lot of people give up at that point. Mm-hmm. And I'm, it's easy. It's easy to give up because, like, oh, no, I'm almost there. But I want this right now.
Yeah.
I know I'm fasting, but I kind of want some fried chicken. Like,
yeah, and this is crazy to look back, like, if I would have given up, like, I literally, on my Instagram, I literally had to, like, start how they have highlights. Mm-hmm. I had to start a highlight to encourage myself because I really did feel like giving up. And so I started saving every time somebody would be like, hey, like, this song really affected me, or hey, I really love what you're doing, don't stop. So I made that highlight to, like, save every time somebody would say something like that. So in the moments when I felt like giving up, I could, like, look back at it and be like, oh, no, you're really affecting people's lives, and, like, people actually support you. So don't get lost in the sauce of thinking that what you're doing doesn't matter.
So are you a big person? Are you a person who's big on words of affirmation?
Yeah, that's like one of my languages of.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so now I'm curious, like, okay, so there was, you know, that piece about you wanting to, you like it getting challenging, it getting trying, all that. But now when you come into work, mm-hmm. like it's, well, first, the first job you had, you know, you were working with people that you used to listen to, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then now it's the point that the people you used to listen to, now you all can be on the same track, and you all have been on the same tracks.
Yeah.
Like, what did, talk about that.
I think it's crazy, like, I think it's crazier when I just look back at, like, my past me. Like, I was on my YouTube the other day and, like, scrolling through, like, old videos that I have, like, on private. And, like, I saw, like, yeah. I made, like, a video where I was, like, promoting, like, Unashamed Tour. And it was, like, wow, I got to perform an Unashamed Tour. And, like oh, 8 wow. years ago, I was, like, oh, my God, you know, come out to the Unashamed Tour. I'm trying to win tickets. So here's my promotion. And so I think it's just crazy, like, seeing full circle. Just, like, the innocence behind, like, me just being an actual fan and then, like, seeing the full circle of me, like, dang, like, this is crazy. I'm really working with these people. These people are calling me, like, their sister. Like, it's insane, so.
That is crazy. That's really crazy. You said you were promoting the tour, and this was, like, when you had nothing to do with the tour necessarily?
Yeah, I was just trying to win tickets so I could go. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. Okay. And I know you've talked a lot about this. I'm just gonna touch on it. I'm actually gonna come at it with a spin, mm-hmm. because you being a rapper, not even just a female rapper, but you being a rapper, period. This is seen, I guess, historically and just now as a male dominated field. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've listened to some of the interviews, and you say you know you're not focused on that, but you see it now as an opportunity for you to encourage young women, mm-hmm. right? Talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's dope. I think it's just like a way to remind women that, like, don't let your gender hold you back from accomplishing what you want to do. So I don't see myself as like, oh man, I'm a woman, so I can't be a rapper, or oh, I can't go on tour because I'm a woman. Like, I just see it like, this is my job, this is what I do. I happen to be a woman, so like, let's go out and do it. So I just want to encourage women just to remember, like, whatever you set your mind to, you can do it, and not to put any limitations on yourself.
Man, so where have you always had that mindset? Like, have you always had that driven and devoted type mindset?
Yeah, I think I you know, shout out to my parents. So like, my mom was like super dope, and like, she always would instill in me like, hey man, you're just as smart as anybody else. So don't let anybody like tell you that you can't do something. And luckily, I had great teachers who also like would always tell me like, yeah, if you want to do something, go out there and do it. And so I think luckily, especially with the words of affirmation being good for me,
oh, okay.
having
that makes
all
sense.
Those things poured into me, I think it's cool because it manifested to where, yeah, I just truly believed that, like, you know what, if I want to go out there and do it, I can do it. And then over time, as I got older and like met Christ and like got more confidence, I think it was cool, like, just being able to execute that.
Man. Okay. Yeah. I still think that's just amazing though. And you were originally born in Nigeria, so you're not from the States.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. It's like, oh yeah, I'm a whole immigrant. But yeah.
So when did you come over to the States from Nigeria?
Yeah, so I came over when I was a baby. So like, okay. Mostly America's all I know, but just like at home, like, I basically went to American school but come home to like Africa. Like, my parents are speaking the language to me. That's the food we eat.
Fufu, stew.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. It's popping, you know? And like, okay. You know, our church, we went to a Nigerian church, so like, you know, the attire. So I was surrounded by culture.
Okay, so when you went, was that challenging for you at school though? I don't want to call it code switching, but just, you know, you go home, mm-hmm. and it's Nigerian culture, and then you go to school, and then it's, you know, American culture. How was that?
I almost feel like just people who are immigrants, or like immigrants at a young age, or first generation Americans, I feel like we're almost like a separate group of people. And it's like, I don't know, it's kind of like you just kind of naturally learn. Like, I think even with code switching, like, you don't realize that you're doing it, but you just kind of naturally do it. And so I would say, like, I don't know, we're just like a weird group to where, like, I'm fully American and fully Black, but at the same time I'm fully African. And like, when I'm in both spaces, I don't know, when I'm in both spaces, I still feel at home, but at the same time I do recognize that, like, even when I'm fully like Black, like, there's still parts of me that are African. And even when I'm fully being African, like, my accent don't sound fully like fully African, so sometimes they like make jokes at me like, oh yeah, you sound American, and so and vice versa. So I think it's just an interesting combo.
Yeah, I mean, because Nigerian culture, our African culture, I can really appreciate, especially like the celebrations, and I've seen some graduations, some birthday parties, you know, where they throw the money, and then hey auntie, and because I was in Houston with my best friend, he's Igbo, his name is Chibuzo, mm-hmm. and then I was going with him, and it was like high school graduation,
yeah,
and then he was like, oh okay, let's hit this spot, and I started eating, and he was like, well, you don't want to get too much food because we're gonna go to like four more parties, and I was like, what? And I didn't know that Nigerians party that hard.
Yeah, man, they do. Like, it's crazy.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and the parking lot was full. I was like, wait a minute, something is something is not right here. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like when it's like graduation season, or like yeah, like it's kind of like party after party after party. And like I think that's one thing that's really cool about being African. They're really big on support, so it's kind of like, no, you have to show up. Like, we're not just gonna not go, oh, it's 2 o'clock, well, we can still pull up, I'll pull up after work. So like I think that's one thing that's really cool about African culture. Everybody supports each other and they're there for each other, so I think that's one thing that's super dope and why people party so hard. I guess, you know, work hard, play hard, so it's lit.
Yeah, that's real. So do you see that blending into your music, or do you see, like, because I haven't heard a song yet, mm-hmm. from you, I don't believe, where there is like I'm just thinking of, yeah. beats. I'm not talking lyrically,
yeah,
but lyrically, if you all have not heard some of her freestyles, because I can't remember which one it was, but I heard it on SoundCloud and I hit you up and I was like, yeah, that was fire. it was probably like a year ago,
yeah,
when I was on SoundCloud heavy, and I was like, yeah. Yeah, you got them bars. You got them bars. But yeah, do you see that? Like,
oh yeah, I'm working on one right now. Stay tuned, man. I got a perfect blend. Like, it's actually the definition of African culture with hip hop culture. Like, it's a blend. So stay tuned. You're gonna get the fire.
Oh wow.
Very soon.
Yeah, let me know. Well, I'm gonna see it when you drop it. That's really exciting. Mm-hmm. Just to be able, because I think this are there any other major artists that are, you know, that have not, I don't want to say Nigerian, would it be Nigerian descent?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some, nobody really champions it. I know like an up and coming / established one is Toby Nigwe.
Yeah, from the SWAT. Yeah.
Yeah. So he like fully embraces being African, but his music is mostly still just normal hip hop. But him as a person, he embodies like being Nigerian, mm-hmm. a lot. And so, and I think like Wale, like he started embracing that. Before he didn't really claim it, but now he's claiming it more, you know.
Why you think that is?
I don't know. I think some people have daddy issues, so like they don't. Okay. Some people, like if they didn't have a good relationship with their dad, then they don't like to claim it. But I mean, it's your name, so you can't run away from it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, but now he's claiming it more. And like, yeah, his whole name is like Wale Folarin or something like that. So like he has a Yoruba name. But those are the ones that come to mind when I think about it. But we out here, they just kind of sprinkled. So it's just like about championing it and proclaiming it more.
Gotcha. And now I know with you being with Reach, I know you're getting to work with some of your favorite artists, you know, when you're up and coming. Is there anybody that's like, you like, I want to work with this person? Well, can you even say that?
Like in terms of like Reach artists or in terms of anybody?
Like in anybody. Is there like a person where you're like, I've wanted to work with this person? Like it was on my vision board. And you know, this is somebody I want to work with because I know our styles either complement or just you want to just work with this person.
I think there's a lot of people who I want to work with who I haven't worked with. I actually haven't worked with a lot of people, so you know.
Okay, yeah.
You
okay.
know, I'm gonna check off all the people on our roster. We're gonna put out some songs together. I really like Caleb Mitchell. His stuff is really dope.
Okay.
Who else do I like? I mean, there's a lot of people who is dope. So like,
Fair enough.
Just stay tuned. We're gonna have some fire coming.
Okay. I'm keep my ear to the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. So now I'm just curious, just to hear from you. Like, what does one day do when she's not in the studio? Like, what?
I mean, I enjoy dancing, so I do that a lot. That's like my form of fitness.
Oh, really?
And so I actually started taking fitness more seriously, too, just because I want to be a better performer and steward that well.
Yeah.
And so I think it's kind of weird because, like, you pull up to, like, concerts and, like, it's like, oh, let's go watch Andy and you see how fire it is. I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like... I'm on that same level, so I need to be fired too. So I've just been taking that more seriously, and so that's what I do a lot. And then arts and crafts, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoy DIY situations, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like hair, too, so I'll probably watch some type of hair video, how to dye hair, ombre hair, and I don't know. My hair changes, like, every week, so I like hair.
Hey, well, that's good that you have something to what do you do for, because now it's officially Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So what do you do for self-care? Or you do those same things?
Hair would probably be, like, a self-care thing, like, oh, self-care thing also that I started doing is, like, I get my nails done and, okay, like, like, a pedicure and eyelashes and stuff like that. Because I used to never do any of those things. Like, up until I was, like, 20-something, 21, I, like, never did my nails. Like, it wasn't a thing. And so, but now it's, like, it's really relaxing. You can just, because then it's, like, someone else is taking care of you. And you have to just sit there. You can't be on your phone.
You can't do nothing.
So you have to just sit there and, like, talk. So, yeah, it's a nice little de-stress.
Dope. What is it? Is the process? Okay, so the process of putting together a project, right? Mm-hmm. I know we see, just now with TV and just with technology now, I mean, we see artists going to the studio and like, yeah, I'm in the booth, I'm at the stew, you know, all that. Mm-hmm. And then we see them drop the album.
Yeah.
Level of difficulty, how much more stuff would you say that we don't see that's like really like okay let me take a step back, just looking at a parallel. Mm-hmm. And just let me know if you're tracking with me.
Yeah,
but I'm saying like an artist putting out a project in comparison to an entrepreneur having success in their field. Like, is there, with artists, there's ups and downs too, right?
Yeah, I would kind of just compare an artist putting out a project to an entrepreneur putting out a product. So, okay. You know, sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, you know. You might put out this line of clothes and everybody loves it. You might put out this line of clothes and, like, you just break even and that's just what's going to happen. And so, yeah, I think that's, like, the best comparison I could draw it to because, okay, like, when you think of a line of clothes, like, your definition of a lit shirt could not be someone else's definition of a lit shirt.
Wow.
And, like, it doesn't mean that the shirt's not lit. It just means that y'all have different tastes. And you put your work into it. You put your creativity. You have to decide, is this what I want to go through and commit to? Because when you commit to the shirt, you got to pay for it to get printed. And there's no turning back. And so it's kind of the same thing with, like, your album. Like, you have to decide, what sound am I going for? And commit, like, that's what you're going for. Because, like, I think that's why a lot of people don't put out projects, because you get stuck in this, like, oh, it's not good enough, or I'm comparing to somebody else. So, like, putting out a project, I think it's, like, 90% mental, 10% doing. So 90% is just, like, deciding, this is what I want to do, and this is the sound I'm going for, and this is the message, and believing in yourself. And then once you can get over that, then actually doing it and recording it, it's not that hard, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your biggest inspiration when it comes to writing?
I think my biggest inspiration is just people who are good at what they do. Like, whenever I hear a dope writer or a dope song, then I'm like, oh, I have to go write something. Like, I have to go write down. And so those things, like, people who are really good at writing things to visualize scenarios, and people who are really good at just making sonic experiences, like, those type of things, like, wake me up to be like, oh, I have to go write something, because now I want to create something like this. And so, okay, those type of things, like, make me inspired to go make music again.
That's what's, and then, so when you hear an idea, because, so for me, typically, if I'm, like, I'll listen to a different speaker, I'll be reading a book or watching a video, and then I'll hear something, and I'm like, oh, that triggers a story in my mind, and then I write down that story, because that's typically how I give presentations. I weave principles within stories. Mm-hmm. And then, like, for you, is that how songs come to you? Like, when you hear, is it the beat triggers something in you? It's like, oh, that, okay.
Yeah, okay. I guess you could say that. Like, for me, I began to be, like, a beat person, so whenever I hear a beat, I just feel an emotion. And so from the emotion, I'm like, this is what should be talked about on this. I'm like, oh, this sounds like the soundtrack to this, or this sounds like the soundtrack to someone falling in love. This sounds like the soundtrack to I was depressed and I need to, like, get out of it and overcome. So, okay, like, I think I just write appropriately to what the beat is telling you to say. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so now I want us to transition into a segment I like to call 5 words.
Dope.
Okay, and in this segment, I just give you, Miss One Day, the opportunity to describe yourself in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words.
All right.
So please, have at it.
I would say fun.
Okay.
Creative.
Okay.
Actually, ironically, I have 5 words, but that's for something else. faith-filled, ambitious, and... what's another word that describes me? Open-minded.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a long pause.
Well, no. Yeah. I was just listening because I always enjoy hearing people just describe themselves because I think typically self-reflection is something that happens, but I don't think it happens to that level of depth, if you will, to where it's like you have to consciously think, okay, well, I'm giving myself these 5 words, but at the same time, you're thinking of, well, why am I giving myself this word? So I'm pretty sure you matched up an experience with each thought, so you're like, okay, this is, okay, create. Da, da, da. And then as you're saying that, I'm thinking, oh, you did say arts and crafts, and you are an artist, so it all makes sense.
light bulb.
Okay, so now, I want us to do, this is what I call the Winner's Circle of the Week. Mm-hmm. And the Winner's Circle of the Week is just where I give you the opportunity just to shine a light on somebody that you know that's been out here grinding, that's been out here working, and you're just like, I want to just encourage this person to keep going. Mm-hmm. They're so close. Don't give up. Just keep going. Like who would be a person that you want to recognize as Winner Circle of the Week because you've seen them put in time, you can appreciate what they do. Who is that person for you?
I think I have a tie.
Okay.
So for that, it will be my homie Cassandra Jolie, and another one will be my homie Jalen Ashawn. And so for both of those people, I would say I'm going to give that to them because first starting off with Cassandra, she's super dope with art and like she's super creative. Like she's been grinding out in these streets. Like she works for herself, pays her bills by herself. So that's already impressive.
Yeah.
But then she's basically put branding and art on like a lot of people in this industry's just artwork for their albums, just content to promote their albums, music videos. So she's been killing it. And on top of that, she's about to start making music. So she's about to pop off. So I'm just like want to encourage her, you know, keep doing it. Believe in yourself. Believe in your music. You can do it. And she's popping. You know, you can find her at Cassandra Jolie. And there's no vowels in it. Cassandra and then Jolie normally. And then Jalen Ashawn, because he's been super consistent. I love it, man. Like, he puts out a song every week and a music video every week.
Ooh,
yeah,
what?
And he's been calling it, like, Rough Draft Sessions, I think. And so
that's dope.
And so I actually know him from back home in Texas, which is crazy. And then we both moved to Atlanta. And so he's super dope. We just did a show together, too. And so he's just been killing it. Like, he's, like, more of an R&B singer. And so, but he, like, kills, like, every single song. And he's getting better and better each week. And I'm just like, yo, like. That song is amazing, man. So check out Jalen, man. Like, his visuals are on fleek and his songs are on fleek. So I think if he keeps going, he's going to blow up. Like, somebody going to sign him because it's just kind of like, yo, like, these songs are amazing. What are y'all doing?
does he edit his videos too?
Yeah. So,
no way.
Yeah. So, and he like teams up. So I have a friend named Mikkel. And Mikkel has been like, he shot my music videos. Actually, yeah. My last 2 music videos that I did, Mikkel shot and edited them. So he teams up with Mikkel, like their homies, and they all like make the concepts. And there's also another girl named Roxy, and so like they just kind of all team up and get it done.
And are all these people UT? All of them went to UT, or they're just from
different. So Jalen, I know him from Texas State, but it's like next door to UT. And
yeah.
We came to Texas, and then our other friend Mikkel, like he was an intern here, and then so I was like, "Yo, you're super dope! Like, let's shoot a music video." And so after we shot my video for "I Gotta Live," then everybody else was like, "Oh, this kid is talented," and so. His work has blown up too, so now he's got everybody hitting him up to do videos, and so it's super dope.
Okay, and then what were their IGs one more time, just so I can refer back to them later.
So Mikkel, his is Raw Mixter, RAWMIXTER. It's really random.
Okay.
And then Jalen's is at Jalen Ashawn. I think it's JalenAshaun. So.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we'll have that down in the show notes so people can definitely check out your Winner Circle of the Week. So that's 2 or 3 people. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's cool. We're not tripping on numbers. We like that. We like to definitely shine light on people because, I mean, like you said before, sometimes we need that encouragement, whoever the person is. And a lot of times people don't see what other people are going through when they only see the successful video, when they only see the successful post, when they only see the successful graphic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's 5, 10, however many other, you know, that didn't go the way that people desire for them to go. So we definitely want to shine light on them, and we'll have them up in the show notes as well as on the screen. And now this one's always fun for me. This is a segment I like called This or That. This or That. And with this segment, it's just like a rapid fire, hot seat type situation. Mm-hmm. Wande does not know these questions. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to ask her. We're going to have a little bit. Can we have a little bit of fun?
Yeah,
let's go. That's cool. Okay. Okay, so if I say, for instance, if I say Coke or Pepsi, then you say?
Pepsi.
Oh, I usually say Coke or Sprite. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, you got it. You got the concept. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Beaches or mountains?
Oh, beaches.
Okay. Life at a party, please, no party.
Life at the party, but if it's at my house, no party.
Oh. That's funny. I understand that, though, because people don't want to clean up after them. People will mess up your house and leave, and it's like, great party. I had nothing to do with this. You can clean up this mess all by yourself. It's like, wait a minute, but you don't know who told me to have a party at my house. People, Work hard, play hard.
Both.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Live your best life, man.
Okay, live your best life then. Night owl or early bird?
Recently, I've been an early bird.
What's early for you?
I wake up at like 6. I just be up. I'm actually more productive in the morning.
What time do you usually wake up? Like 10?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day.
That's what I used to do. Yeah. I used to do 10. I mean, when I was in school.
I'm like, this is so much you can do when you wake up early.
Doesn't seem like you get like so much more done.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It seems like you get a lot done, a lot more done. Okay, home cooking, ain't cooking.
Home cooking.
Okay, you cook.
I mean,
here and there, you get creative.
Yeah, to an extent. Hey, I got people around me that can cook, so.
That's a win. No, that's a win. Okay, city or country?
City.
I'm trying to figure out which one. Everything has a place. Everything all over the place.
Nah, everything has a place. I don't like things unorganized.
Okay. Last question. Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's?
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
What's wrong with Zaxby's?
I don't think I've ever eaten there before.
Really?
Yeah, I just look at it and I'm like, oh, it looks like a nice place.
I mean, it is nice. I mean, but their customer service, I guess, isn't as great. I mean, Zaxby's is good.
Chick-fil-A is killing it, man. They're just untouchable. I ate there just before we started this interview.
I mean, I saw the bag lurking around here somewhere. Yeah. I saw a bag lurking around.
Got the rewards points.
Frequent flyer miles at Chick-fil-A. All right, so now I want to just give you this. Now we're to the end of the interview, and now I want to just give you the chance to just say a final thought with the people, whatever you want to share, whatever's on your heart. Take your time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would just say, if you have a dream or a goal, like, you can actually achieve it. Just take yourself seriously. Write your plans down. It's easier if you write down, like, hey, this month this is what I want to get done, and start executing week by week. And just believe in yourself and, you know, grind until you see it happen. So that's my little tidbit.
Yeah. That's what's up. I think the biggest piece that you just said that I think that doesn't happen is people get a plan in their mind. They never write it down. They're like, oh, I'm not seeing it happen. It's not coming together. Why isn't this coming together? But, I mean, you told the people. The word says write the vision, make it plain. So, hey, there it is. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here with Miss Wande.
Hey.
The latest, or I was about to say the latest and greatest, but I'm not going to. Reach has extremely talented artists all across the board.
Hey, man, watch out.
Yeah, I didn't say it. No. Oh, hey, I'm not saying. I'm sure y'all have a lot of fun here. Yeah. But yeah, this is Miss Wande.
It's lit.
And this is Jonathan Jones. And just before we get out of here, I want to just encourage you, if you have not, take the moment and subscribe to my YouTube channel, as well as Miss Wande. We're going to have all of her links down in the show notes. Follow her, subscribe, watch the growth, watch the transformation. and then just continue to listen, because she definitely has some bars and she definitely is dropping that fire. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?